Correct. So you're talking to Kathy Marshall. I work for Microsoft. All right, no problem. So, all right, no problem. I can definitely. No, sir. Let me go ahead and check this for you, okay? What exactly do you see right now on your screen? All right. So, did you click on any like unknown website or a link or any kind of advertisement, sir? Okay. All right. So, can you just let me know the device which you're using? Is that a laptop or it's a normal like a desktop? Desktop. Okay. And can you help me with the brand name, sir? It's a Dell. Okay, so I believe this is your personal device. Okay, could you help me with your name, sir? What's your first and your last name, just for the record here? Okay, help me with the zip code, Mr. Jones. Okay. All right, just give me a quick moment. Let me check the server for you, and I'll let you know, okay? Are we still connected? Okay, so I appreciate your time and patience. So I just have checked the server for you, and the reason why you received those messages today, because there is a breach in your network, which means it's an attempt of hacking, which has been took place into your server and into your network. So could you please let me know, like apart from you, is there anyone else who use this device? Nobody else. And have you ever shared your Wi-Fi password to any unknown person? Okay. And is this the very first time you're facing this problem and you have contacted us? Okay, so Mr. Jones, do you use this particular device for all your personal use, like to check your email or to log into any of your social media account, like your Facebook account? For all your personal use. Okay, all right. No problem. So right now, in order to know exactly what happened and what are the data has been stolen from your device, first of all, I'll be helping you to unblock your device for the temporary basis, okay? So look into your keyboard and I want you to press the Control, Alternate, and Delete all together at the same time. Control, Alternate, okay. And do you see like log switch user sign out? Okay. So I just want you to click Text Manager. Yeah, once you click Task Manager, now you just need to press the Windows key from your keyboard and the letter D at the same time and release both the key at the same time. All right, so what do you see now? Okay, you're able to see your like a home screen. Okay, so can you just enter your password or just be in your home screen now? All right. So now you'll be able to see your screen like a normal screen, correct? But let me tell you, Mr. Jones, like your device is not fixed yet, okay? What we need to do right now, it's I'm gonna request my backup team to connect your device to our centralized secure server for Microsoft and to diagnose your server and send a final report. If there is something wrong with your device or if any data has been stolen from your device, we'll be getting a final report of that, okay? And I'm gonna let you know once I get the final report. So it's gonna take a minute or two. Till then, please do not mind my silence when I keep you on hold. All right. Mr. Jones? All right, so I appreciate your time and patience. So I just got the final report of your device. So I'm gonna read out this final report for you, okay? So what I can see right now, it's your account has been locked due to the violations of the federal laws, Child and Youth of the Global Internet Safety Society. This account lock is aimed to stop illegal activities. It means the reason today why your device has been got blocked because your IP address has been found suspicious for doing the illegal activities. So, Mr. Jones, as you have told me before, this is your personal device and you are the only user of this particular laptop, correct? So do you have any idea like what kind of illegal activities has been done by using your device? No. Okay. And what I can see your next, that is visit on abetonline.com and subscriptions has been done by using a card starts with number 4. So do you do any kind of online gambling, sir? What I can see you right now, it's somebody has done online gambling on this website by using your informations, and they also have made a subscriptions by using a card begins with number 4. So as you're stating that you don't have any idea about this, so it does confirm that the hackers, they are still connected to your system, and they also have got attacked to your network as well. Maybe that's the reason somebody else is trying to misuse your informations, and they also have made a subscriptions. So as they have used a card begins with number 4 for the subscriptions, so can you just let me know, like, do you hold any kind of card, like, begins with number 4? Make sure you not provide me any card details, okay? I'm not supposed to ask you that. But if you hold any card begins with 4, you can just let me. Okay. What card is that? And do you use this card to pay your bills? Okay. And you are not the one, correct, who have visited this website and done any kind of okay. So next, what I can see here, Mr. Jones, that is visit on dark web at 2:30 a.m. for downloading the video of child pornography. So whoever is misusing your informations, they're doing very wrong because to visit on this website and to download some child pornography video, it's a serious crime, okay? Because they're using your informations. And that's the reason today the Windows Defender security have blocked your device just to stop those activities. What I can see here right now, it's a warning, okay? That is, image of child pornography are not protected under First Amendment rights and are illegal contrabands under federal laws. So these are the warnings which has been sent by the Windows Defender security whenever the hackers, they have tried to use your informations. But as your system was hacked, maybe that's the reason you weren't able to receive those warnings. That's the reason today Windows Defender have to block your device. What I can see here next, that is visit on dark web at 2:22 a.m. Purchase made of FN-FN2000, which is a very deadly poison. They have used a card for the purchase begins with number 5. So, Mr. Jones, do you also hold any kind of card begins with 5? You don't have. Okay. So, I believe it's definitely not you because as you're stating that you don't have any idea about this thing, correct? Okay. So next, what I can see right now, that is visit on a Pornhub, which is an adult website, and they also have upload some videos of a child pornography, and they have used a card for the subscriptions begins with number 6, and they have the Windows Defender security have also tried to notify you by sending a warnings, like any violations of federal child pornography law is a serious crime, and convicted offender face several statutory penalties. So these are all the warnings, okay, which has been sent by the Windows Defender security. But I believe you haven't received any kind of warning message before like that. Okay, all right. So next, I can see your clampy virus detected on the device. So, Mr. Jones, do you know what is clampy virus? Like, have you ever heard about this before? Okay. So this Glampy virus, okay, it's a Chinese virus, and the hackers, they send this virus in a form of like packet from like Facebook messages or any kind of advertisement link or any kind of website link, okay? So maybe you have clicked on those link, like knowingly or unknowingly, and this virus got activated into your system. And once it got activated into your system, it exposed your IP. And the hackers, they have got your IP, and they got full access into your system. And directly go ahead and attack into your network. So right now, whatever device is connected with the same internet connections, with the radius of 50 or 100 meter, each and every device got affected by this Clampy virus. And this Clampy virus, it hides into your system, stealing login credential and specifically targeting banking and financial information. So as you have told me before that you use this particular device to log into your account as well, correct? Okay. So next I can see your phone line hacked. So can you just let me know the number in which you are talking right now? Is this your cell phone number? It's a cell phone. That's a 541-604-2336, correct? I'm asking you because I can see your phone line, it's also been hacked because it is also connected with the same internet connections, I believe. So the hackers, they were listening to each and every conversation that you have made for this couple of days. So no problem, Mr. Jones. My backup team, they are creating a Microsoft secure line. As soon as they will create a secure line, I'm going to give you a call from the Microsoft secure line. So the hackers, they have used a very advanced hacking tool to get into your system. That is Clampy virus. So all your personal data, photos, videos, work file, including your operating system have been encrypted and cannot be accessed. So these are all your personal data that have been stolen by the hackers from your device. So as I've told you before, whenever the hackers, they have tried to visit on those website of dark web or bad online or pornhub.com, the Window Defender security have tried to notify you by sending a warnings. So let me help you to check, okay, whether you have got those warning messages or not. So I want you to press the Windows key and the letter R at the same time. Okay, so what do you see in your screen? At the left bottom corner, run box. So I want you to move your finger, just remove those both the key, okay? I mean, just let go. And I want you to type there something in that box. I'm going to let you know what you need to type there. You need to type there event, like E as in Edward, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, event, and V as in Victor, W as in William, R as in Robert. Are you done? Yeah. Can you click OK to continue? Okay, what do you see now once you click OK? Do you see any page? Okay, so do you know what is this event viewer like? Why you have opened this page? Do you have any idea? You don't have any idea. Okay, let me tell you, this event viewer, this is an inbuilt software by the Microsoft, which keeps all the record of your device, okay? That is the only reason we have just opened this event viewer, just to check whether you have got those warnings or error or not from the Window Defender security, okay? So now, look into your screen at the left very top. Do you see custom views at the left side at the very top? I want you to click on that, custom views. Now, once you click custom views, what do you see in your screen? And do you see? Yeah, I want you to double click on that. Now, what do you see once you double click on that? Okay, do you see that messages with a date and time with that? And do you see at the very top the number of events? So, these are the attempts that has been made by the hackers to get into your system. If you're able to see your warnings, these are the notifications, okay, the Window Defender have tried to notify you that someone has tried to visit an illegal website by using your network to download a video file which is unauthorized. And if you're supposed to see error, this error notifications was to notify you that someone has tried to hack you from the different locations with unknown IP address, okay? So now you're able to see those messages with the date and time, correct? Okay, so these are the warnings which the Window Defender have tried to notify you. So I want you to close that page now. Yeah. Close that page now. And as I've stated it before, that all those websites were a paid subscriptions website. So if you want to visit those websites, you need to do a subscriptions, correct? So whoever was using your informations, like your IP address and your identity to visit on those websites, I'm pretty sure you might have received an email regarding that. So can you just let me know when was the last time you have checked your email? This morning. So did you find any kind of suspicious email like that? You didn't find. Okay. So now let me help you to check your IP address if it is being used by someone or at some other locations or not. Okay? Because I want you to check it from your end. I'm going to help you with the further steps. So I want you to press the Windows and the letter R again. And in that box, whatever we have typed before, event VWR, erase it, okay? And type there C as in Charlie, Emery, D as in David. C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, D as in Delta. Click OK to continue. Okay, so in that black box, you're gonna have to type something, or I believe you're able to see a white blinking cursor. Okay, type there N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Thomas, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A as in Alpha, T as in Thomas. Give a space. And give a dash and type A and hit enter. What do you see now? Do you see active connections? Do you see proto, local address, foreign address, and a state? Okay, so what we are doing right now, Mr. John, we are checking your IP address status, okay? So if you're able to see, I believe you're able to see active connections like proto, local address, foreign address, and a state. So in the local address, you'll be able to see a number. That is your local IP address. It means your own device that you are using. Example, your cell phone, your laptop, which is connected with the same internet connections. So next to the local address, you'll be able to see a foreign address. So knowledge, okay, address would be blank. So I want to ask you, what exactly do you see in the foreign address? Okay. Do you see any IP address like with alpha or numerical numbers? Okay. How many numbers do you see over there? Okay. So as I told you before, as per my knowledge, the foreign address would be blank, but as you're stating that, you're able to see a bunch of number over there with a numerical or alpha number. So these are the foreign location, okay, from which your IP address has been logged in, which means the hackers, whoever is currently connected to your device from other location. So right next to the foreign address, in this state, what do you see? I'm sorry. You are able to see a listening. It means they are listening to our conversation right now. Okay? And as I've told you before, they have hacked your phone line as well. So they are still connected to your system, and they also have completely got access to your network, and they are also connected to your phone line as well. So they are listening to each and every conversations, whatever we are doing right now. So I'm gonna switch you, okay? I'm gonna just switch this call from the different line. Give me a moment, okay? All right, so I'm gonna give you a call from the Microsoft secure line, okay? Which has been created by our backup team, because we don't want any hackers to listen to our conversations, all right? So just look into your cell phone and let me know if you're getting any call with the number 202-738. Oh, I'm getting a voicemail. Okay, your number, it's 541-604-2336. Okay, that means we are in this. Yeah, you can call me. Yeah, you can call me in that number.